At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Got a little news for you.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
It's Chris Pavona with the Fantasy Sports News Update. He's moving on up in the coaching world. I am, of course, talking about Juwan Howard. Coming full circle in college basketball news, Miami Heat assistant and former Michigan star Juwan Howard has been named the new head coach of the Michigan Wolverines. The university announced yesterday Howard received a five-year deal starting at $2 million annually. He replaces John Beilein, who left Michigan last week to become the head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Beilein was with the Wolverines for 12 seasons, leading them to two national championship games. Juwan Howard said in a statement, as a Michigan man, I know the place our program has in college basketball, and I embrace the chance to build onto that history and lead us to championships, both in the Big Ten and the national level. We will continue to develop young men on the court, in the classroom, and in the community that our fan base will continue to be proud of. Howard was, of course, a member of Michigan's Fab Five recruiting class in 1991, along with Chris Webber, Jalen Rose, Jimmy King, and Ray Jackson. In other NBA news, the NBA has made the late decision to cancel the NBA Global Camp, a showcase for draft-eligible prospects from outside the United States that was scheduled for May 30th to June 2nd in Monaco. According to NBA Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations, Kiki Vandeweghe, he said, we have canceled the NBA Global Camp 2019 due to logistical issues and other contributing factors that jeopardize our ability to successfully conduct the camp. The camp will return in the future. The Global Camp was a new event that came under the NBA umbrella for the first time in 2018, essentially becoming the international version of the NBA Combine, with interviews, medical examinations, drills, and scrimmages conducted in a similar format to the Draft Combine in Chicago. In baseball, Gleyber Torres, well, to simply put it, he owns the Baltimore Orioles.
It's Gleyber Day.
It's Gleyber. It's Gleyber Week.
Almost
it's Gleyber.
Memorial Day, but it's really Gleyber Day if you ask John Sterling.
I'll tell you one thing. It's Gleyber Month in Baltimore here. Yes, it's true. A lot of hitters around the majors are having their way with the lowly O's these days, as evidenced by the 105 home runs their pitchers have given up through 49 games this season. But nobody's put together the kind of nightly power hitting display against Baltimore that Torres has. In 11 games against the Orioles this season, Torres has 10 of his 12 home runs. His latest coming in the third and fifth innings of Wednesday night's 7-5 Yankees victory at Camden Yards. Both blasts gave the Yankees needed breathing room as the Orioles hunted a comeback. The first of the two home runs came on a 1-2 slider that stayed in the middle of the strike zone, lined toward the bullpens beyond the center field fence. The ball landed an estimated 424 feet away near the pitching rubber of the Orioles bullpen. That one came on an 82.9 miles per hour toss from Orioles starter Dan Straley. It was the third time a Straley slider had been hit for a homer in the game. DJ LeMahieu and Tero Estrada had both homered off sliders in the second inning. And it seems that we can't go a week without talking about the Yankees IL, because after his start last night, CC Sabathia's knee pain just won't go away. The big left-hander is likely in need of a trip to the injured list, manager Aaron Boone hinted after the Yankees' latest win. Boone said Sabathia's right knee, which has caused him to miss time at the beginning of the season, had been, quote, barking, leaving Sabathia's status for his next turn in the rotation unclear. The 38-year-old allowed 4 earned runs in 5 innings while fanning 7. Sabathia is expected to be returned to New York, where he will receive a cortisone shot on Friday. The Yankees recently called up Jake Barrett, as they could opt to go the opener route like they did on Sunday, should Sabathia have to miss some time. On the other side of the New York baseball card, the Mets journeyman Rajah Davis, who was called up from AAA Syracuse on Wednesday and arrived in the third inning of the New York Mets game with the Washington Nationals, hit a 3-run home run in his first at-bat with the team. Davis took reliever Sean Doolittle deep in the eighth when the Mets scored 6 runs with 2 counts with 2 outs on the way to a 6-1 win in Queens. Davis, who's 38, grew up in Norwich, Connecticut, rooting for the Mets, said he found out he had been called up at about 5 p.m., and then he said he thought his manager was joking at first. The Mets are Davis's 8th team in his 13-year career. In this game, though, Robinson Cano, who is arguably has faced more scrutiny for his on-field conduct this past week than any other time during his Hall of Fame career, departed the game in the 4th inning with tightness in his left quad, an injury sustained, fittingly enough, from running hard on the ground out to shortstop that ended the 3rd. He underwent an MRI exam during the game, and infielder Luis Gilmour's removal from his game with AAA Syracuse increases the likelihood that on Thursday, Cano will go on the 10-day injured list, which added another Mets regular Tuesday in Brandon Nimmo. Basically, for the Mets, come for the drama, stay for the farce. And that is it for now. From me, the news, Chris Pavona. We got plenty of news coming all week, all day. And, guys,
no doubt.
Enjoy the rest. Make it rain.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, guys, here we go. Final hour here. Make it rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, as we get you ready here today. Plenty of day action in Major League Baseball, pitching matchups, lines. We'll get you caught up with what you need to know. A couple of interesting plays here today. We had a rainout last night with Minnesota and Anaheim. We've got a couple of number ones going at it here today. We'll cover that for you. Of course, tonight, getting ready for that that battle between the city of Toronto and Drake versus the city of Milwaukee. And it seems like Drake is just, well, he's getting under everybody's skin, which I guess was the whole point, right? Anytime you can get a NBA head coach like Mike Budenholzer going on his daily presser that he does with the with the media every day, and one of the topic of conversations out of his mouth is Drake, then you know Drake's winning, then Drake is doing something correct.
If the topic is anything outside of like how are you going to stop Kawhi Leonard, then it's a win for the Raptors.
He was a little bent out of shape, saying that Drake has crossed the line that no diehard or team associate should cross. He was talking about how, of course, Drake put his, I guess he was massaging Nick Nurse's shoulders at one point during that game after they were up, and, he was all bent out. Yeah, he was really not happy about it. He was running up and down the sideline, making fun of Giannis and yada, yada, yada. And of course, that's the whole point of what he is doing. He is doing that purposely. And if you're Toronto, why in the world, if you were Toronto, would you tell him to back off? Like, you wouldn't do it because it's obviously working. And we've seen it. We've seen this happen before. Like, Drake is, this isn't just with Milwaukee.
We've seen this.
Yeah, he's done it. He's gone after John Wall, LeBron James. He's done this time and time again. But to point it out and to not ignore it, to let Drake know and everyone else that he's actually getting to you. Like, what are you doing, Budenholzer?
It's the same as, like, Kevin Durant responding to the haters, right? You let them know it actually gets to you. You're hearing it. lose.
Terrible. Terrible. Never let him see you sweat, Budenholzer.
Exactly.
But obviously, you and the Bucks are sweating right now. We'll give you our Make It Rain plays coming up this hour, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to buy band. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The morning after.
No matter what happens in this series from here on out, as a Raptor fan, I'm proud of the team. They've shown a ton of heart. I wish Danny Green would make a freaking shot. I wish Van Fleet would be playing better. But when it's all said and done, man, these guys are giving it their all. They're laying it on the line. And you know what? There's only three teams left playing basketball right now in the league, guys. The Toronto Raptors are one of them.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
All right, here we go, people. Make It Rain, final hour. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I want to thank you guys very, very much for stopping by. Excited today. A lot of day baseball. Only one night game, I believe. But really, all eyes and attention are going to be focused on what we've got going on. Game 5, Milwaukee Bucks and Toronto Raptors. It was funny, Dan. I forgot to show you this yesterday.
Later.
And people often ask, you know, hey, what's it like living in Miami? Like, what's it like being in Florida? Sure. Like 12 months a year? Like, you live in, it's, you know, the answer I get is always, oh, it's too hot. I couldn't live there year round. Right. Because freezing your ass off 6 months a year is so much more appealing. I'll give you, I took a picture here. Let's show you exactly what it's like in my neighborhood here. So you can understand what waking up living in Florida every day is. We have alligators that enter people's pools and sit on
gators
top
on
of
gators.
Floating alligator blow-up pool toys. Exactly.
That's
correct.
Hysterical.
That right there gives you exactly what Florida is all about, folks. So if this excites you, waking up, going into your backyard and being like, is that a floaty or is that like, I don't know what's going on. But that right there encapsulates what Florida living is all about. You never know, having a pool, what exactly is going to be floating in it. But could you imagine the nerve of this dude? He just kind of helped himself into this dude's pool.
So here's the thing. I can't imagine that, Joe. Here's the thing. In New York City, I got rats that size, bro. I got rats and mice that are that cockroaches that are about that size, that are about as brazen as that as well. Okay, so I can't imagine it. It just comes from a different species. That's all.
Yeah. Thick bastard. Look, he probably thought, hey, man, is it? Do I know this dude? Let me hop on here, man.
Going is my after cousin over float. Here? Yeah.
Yeah, going after a little float. Yeah, there are actually dudes. Isn't that funny? There are guys actually with jobs here in this state who's they are trappers, and their job every right. day is to wait for the phone to ring. They have to come and remove an alligator from somebody.
Alligators.
Yeah, somebody's front door. You know, they come up, they walk out, especially during mating season. They start walking through neighborhoods. Yeah,
but y'all don't have rats. Y'all don't have pigeons. Do you have pigeons?
Yeah, well, pigeons,
yeah. But not like here in New York. New York. Our New York pigeons, you know what I'm saying? Like they think it's their turf. Like you're on their grounds, you know what I'm saying? So
you got that whole
cockroaches as well.
You know, you got that whole put the garbage out and let it sit out there and ferment for a little while so the rats come up out of the sewer and eat. So
especially
that's a different issue.
Oh, yeah. In summertime.
Yeah. And if the wind blows, you've got that that's ripe. I get that. But I wanted to share it. I forgot to share that with you yesterday. That is
much
what we deal with.
Sir.
Anytime you want, come on down, brother. Anytime you want.
I'm going to hold you to it.
On a
I'm going to hold you to
it. I can't promise if it's a real gator or not, brother, but you can come on down.
We were
talking about Drake being a Drake winning. And he really is taking a page out of Charlie Sheen's book here because he's got Mike Budenholzer and the rest of the organization there. Apparently, he's got them reeling. And I find it hilarious that he would have spent any time yesterday talking to the media about saying that there is certainly no place for fans or whatever Drake is to the Raptors on the court. There's boundaries and lines for a reason. And this all stems from the fact, of course, of Drake during that game at the end. A, he's been getting in Giannis's grill the entire time. You know, he's been chirping, doing the whole nine. And the other fact is that he on the sideline during the end of that game, I guess he was behind Nick Nurse, the coach, and he was giving a little back rub. And, you know, Nick Nurse says in his family, he's like, I didn't even know it was like I had no idea it was him. I didn't know. So Drake went ahead and hopped on his Instagram there. And let me see if I can pull this up for you here. This was, he took to his Instagram story after Budenholzer made these comments. And he said that, you know, sports media needs to accept the simple rule the Miami Hurricanes signed into law back in the 80s. If you don't want the opposing team to celebrate and dance, prevent them from scoring, winning, or achieving their objective. Get over it and move on. That was one of the comments that he highlighted there on his Instagram page in response. And, of course, that was the picture that Budenholzer was talking about, that he was up behind Nick Nurse. And that just kind of really... that really drove him absolutely crazy. But, you know, to me, never let him see you sweat. The fact that you let Drake know this, you got to come back to Toronto, right? What do you think is going to happen now in game six here? Seriously, Budenholzer. Like, what do you think Drake is going to do in game six now that you've already shined a light on him, which he didn't need a line shite on? So what goes on now? I think the whole thing was ridiculous. Like, don't make this a spectacle because now he's going to be there tonight. And he's going to be there on Saturday. He's going to do his best to stick it right to you. So congratulations, Budenholzer. Great job of coaching.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you know, once you know that they're hearing it or that it's getting through, and if it costs them 1% of their mind share, you know what I mean? Then it's a problem. Then you've already won. You should be worried about not even addressing Drake. You should be worried about how are you stopping Kawhi Leonard? How are you preventing Kyle Lowry to get hot early on? That sort of thing. If you're doing anything else, you are wrong. I got to tell you something. You know, me and my fiance, we are in a, co-ed intramural league, on the weekends, right? I like to play, keep it active, that sort of stuff, right? It was really, really nice out last weekend in New York City, But I'm still putting on my, sweatpants. Okay. And my fiance is like, hey, Dane, why don't you wear shorts today? You know, it's really nice out. I was like, babe, the reason is because I'm an old man. I've had knee surgeries. I got two knee braces on and an ankle brace on here. And the key is, honestly, I don't want my opponents to see that. I don't want them knowing that I'm potentially compromised. I don't want them knowing which leg is bad on me, right? So I will still wear sweatpants in the heat over the shorts just because I don't want them to know that, right? I don't want them to have that edge. That's how crazy I am, even in intramural co-ed sports. But I think it's the same theory, right? You don't want to let the opponent know that they have any kind of way in, that they can get any sort of advantage. So whether it is Coach Bud being like, yeah, Drake is in our heads, whether it's Kevin Durant showing that the noise comes your way, you can't let the opponent see you sweat, that sort of thing, right? I'll wear sweatpants and sweat so that my opponents don't see the braces that I'm wearing.
Love that. Yep.
And this
exactly.
is co-ed intramural so true. Sports, Joe, where it's really just about, damn, getting the pitchers of beer at the bar afterwards. I still don't want to give my opponent that edge in co-ed intramural sports.
You would think Budenholzer understands that concept and would not want to make it a situation there, but that's exactly what you did. So now you've shined a light on it. So congratulations, deal with it. Because you know Toronto fans are just going to back up Drake. Even Toronto fans who didn't like Drake are now going to like Drake and support him. So congratulations, just what we need. Also, another story that broke late yesterday I thought was interesting. The Chris Long. Who recently retired, part of the whole Howie Long clan there. He came out and made an interesting statement, which I think is hilarious, the hypocrisy here of the NFL. He comes out and says that he used marijuana regularly during his 11-year career and that it was so easy to get around the league's drug testing. Now, this dude has been retired like 6 days and already right. He's throwing bombs, right, which cracks me up. He said, I certainly enjoyed my fare on a regular basis, my share on a regular basis throughout my career. And I was never afraid to say that, but I am able to say it more explicitly now because he's in retirement. And, of course, he thinks the idea that marijuana is still banned in the NFL is absolutely ridiculous, even though that Goodell is saying, hey, we're studying the role of weed in pain management right now. He said they if they're serious about it, he says they would stop testing for it already and move on with it like many of the other leagues have already embraced. But I also find it interesting that we still can't get, you know, we're still suspending guys for taking marijuana as opposed to Vicodin. And yet the NFL made a big deal of going out of the way of announcing that they went ahead and banned Oklahoma drills in football there. We're proud of that fact that somehow or another they are worried that, hey, listen,
they care about
player
safety, Joe.
Yes,
they care about player safety, but we'll get you hooked up on opiates. That's no problem. That's no problem. We care about player safety, and we'll still suspend the player for weed 12 games, but we'll suspend you for 2 for beating your wife.
Right. But we're going to go ahead and eliminate drills that, you know, require you to actually bang your head together on a regular, which is nice. I mean, that's great. Most teams actually had already stop doing that, but apparently one or two might have still been doing that. But to get in front of that train and be like, see, look at us, we really care, and then still have marijuana as not an option, the whole thing is just mind. The hypocrisy kills me. Really, really does. All right, coming up here, we'll dive into some of these games today, give you our Make It Rain plays. Let's make it rain. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your short list fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Guntitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
All right, Thursday, guys. Time to make it rain for you here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network as we take a look at some of these afternoon games here today. It is an abbreviated schedule in Major League Baseball. A lot of 12 o'clock games, too, Dane, right? Like, right off the bat,
yeah.
we are looking at maybe 4 games between 12 and 1 o'clock. Then we've got a couple into 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and it just goes down the list. Bunch of 4 o'clock games, and we've got one night game, I believe, tonight. Let's see here. 8 o'clock would be look at that. Houston taking on the Chicago White Sox. Giolito on the mound for Chicago. You're going to go the over in this one, right? You're going to be all over that one?
Giolito's been good, but it's been against the Toronto Blue Jays and the Cleveland Indians. Now he's at Houston. That's a little bit different. And they got Corbin Martin on the mound for the Strohs. He's a good fireballer from AAA, right? But, he's a rookie. And so even if he does well, he's gone after 5 innings, okay? And last night when the Astros lost to the White Sox, Gerrit Cole only went 5. So they've already spent that bullpen a little bit. If they get to the rough underbelly of the Houston bullpen again tonight, I think all this – and by the way, the Astros, I think, only scored like 1 or 2 runs last night. I don't think that's going to happen again. All signs to me point to the over.
All signs pointing to the over. You also got Strasburg on the mound there for Washington today going up against Mats for the Mets. Mets, an amazing comeback last night, down 1-0. DeGrom, Scherzer gave you everything you had hoped for, right? A crazy pitching matchup, 1-0 going into the 8th. And then the wheels fell off, and the Mets end up scoring 6 runs. Not only win the game, but they also hit the over. That number was at 6.5, and I know a lot of guys that were holding on to that under ticket last night going, this was easy money, until, of course, they gave up 6 runs, including a pinch hitter from a dude who just took an Uber to the ballpark from the minor leagues a couple hours earlier, couldn't find the clubhouse. Pinch hits, comes out, goes yard, 6-run 8th inning. And the Mets end up winning 6-1. But Strasburg at it here today, 12 o'clock, 12:10 is this game. And, you know, you look at this number, too. It's at 7.5 right now, the over-under. Mats exactly hasn't been lighting it up here this year, but Strasburg has been nothing short of dominant. And, yeah, that's a tough loss last night to come over. You did everything right, and then all of a sudden to have that sniffed away. Interesting game here. If you wanted to back Strasburg maybe for the first 5 innings, And let's face it, that bullpen for Washington is just hot garbage. You can't trust them for anything. Right. So Strasburg might be a first five contender here today. Also, take a look at Pittsburgh's guy, who all of a sudden now has become the ace. Now, Pittsburgh, they got healthier. Yeah, they've had, you know, Jordan Lyles has been fantastic this year. I mean, and really he's been really good as of late. Yeah, I mean, really good going up against Colorado. Colorado took it to him again yesterday, scoring a whole bunch of runs. How about that Bell kid, huh, for Pittsburgh, who seems to be able to hit balls to the moon and back? I think he's the only guy ever to hit two into the water there in Pittsburgh. Here's another one. To me, when you look at these number one pitchers here today, Lyles, another guy I'm looking at first five here going up against Colorado's, Sensatella? Is that what it is?
It sure is. Sensatella on the hill today. Also, remember, Joe, in another one, a game we talked about yesterday, right? Twins Angels. They got rained out yesterday. Okay, yes. So they bring the same pitching matchup that we talked about, Perez against Matt Harvey, right? And we liked the Perez side of this in Minnesota yesterday. Same exact pitching matchup. Here's what I'll tell you also, Joe, while people need to be up bright and early and listen to us on Make It Rain. When we talked about this matchup yesterday, the Twins were minus 110, I believe. You reset that matchup again today, same two pitchers on the hill, same matchup. All of a sudden, Minnesota, still on the road, is like minus 130 now. Okay, yeah, so that moved in Minnesota's favor. We were on it early. That's why some of the times you got to wake up early with us on Make It Rain. Big shout, by the way, Joe. I don't know if you saw this. Winner Made on Twitter just hit us up saying, been making it rain since 3 a.m. There's people waking up on the Pacific time zone, West Coast status, waking up with us making it rain from 3 a.m., and we love it. Get your early reads on the morning lines. Get your bets in before it moves the other way. You know, before it all, everyone sees it the way we do, and you don't get the same value. That's why we wake up bright and early and make it rain with us.
Yeah, listen, I liked Perez yesterday, 6-1. Him again today. Don't like Harvey in this situation at all. So to me, give the Twins 9-0 on the road as a favorite. They have been dominating. Day off yesterday, essentially, so why not ride them again here today? I know a lot of people are going to look at that Houston game just like you are and go, all right, you know, let's they finally lost a game, as if they were going to go undefeated for the rest of the year. And you know, I hope they lose, you know, a couple of games here, because then the market will correct itself. It'll overreact.
Get a better number on them, right?
Yeah, and they'll go back to being a better number with the situation here. But I still think it opened up at minus two Bills here. But I think we can get it under two now, minus 180 maybe. 175, 180, I'm seeing. The over-under is 9. You love the over in this situation. Bullpen was a little taxed last night. I would imagine Houston batters are going to be a little pissed off as to what happened.
Giolito's not his recent number because of the offenses he was facing.
Because of the offense, and if I take a look, let's see. Yeah, exactly. Also, Tanaka on the mound going up against Dylan Bundy there for, and I know a lot of guys rode the Yankees not only on the money line yesterday, but also on the run line, and they covered 175. They covered the run line. Same situation going at it today.
Two and a half today. You know, you don't want to. I mean, I like the matchup of Tanaka and Bundy. If I could get a prop on Gleyber Torres, I may. Or Yankees
hitting another home run.
I may look at that one. You know, if I could get, like, honestly, I would actually bet like over 1.5 Yankees home runs today.
Yes. Take a look, guys. Chicago taking on Philadelphia, 2:20 this afternoon. The wind.
What's the wind doing?
Blowing dead out 13 miles an hour here.
Oh, really?
Today. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
boy. Note that a lot of places don't have a total on the game.
They're not coming up yet.
Total because of the wind, but the wind's blowing out, huh?
Dead 13 miles an hour. So you guys know that. Lester on the mound going up against Nola. This has actually been a pretty entertaining series. They had the rookie on the mound for him last night, the Phillies did, and outside of a grand slam there, it was an 8-4 game. This series has gone, this has been a battle here. This is really a coin flip to me. All of these games have been a coin flip situation, but depending on the numbers that come out here, keep an eye on Lester and Nolan. Afternoon game, wind howling in, runs might be hard to come by.
Wind howling in or out?
Oh, out. I'm sorry. Wind howling out, rather.
That's a big difference, Joe.
I'm looking at the Bumgarner game, the Atlanta Bumgarner game, Ghostman versus Bumgarner.
The wind is blowing out in Wrigley today.
Yes.
In Wrigley. Yeah, I don't care. I'm not picking the side at all. I'm just taking the over.
Dead in on the in San Francisco with Bumgarner on the hill, which is usually a pitcher's ballpark to begin with. So it's going to be pretty hard to get some runs there. Opened up at 7.5. That's probably going to be going down to 7 probably in no time. Bumgarner, listen, we all know he's on the trading block, right? We all know that at some particular point this year, in all likelihood, he's going to be shipped out. The guy has been straight money at home for them. So they love on the road, not so much so far this year, but at home, he's pitched really, really well. And I got to tell you, Guzman, for last year on Baltimore, he's actually had kind of a resurgence this year for Atlanta. Atlanta's been playing some great baseball for them. They won again last night. They all of a sudden, those guys, that middle of the lineup, the Freemans, the Acunas, all of a sudden these guys are starting to hit the ball, just crushing it. And they're getting some quality pitching there. Bullpen has been up and down all year. They kind of had a meltdown a couple of nights ago. But
Greg Kimbrel's still out there. Former Brave.
Kimbrel's still out there.
I'm
with you, man. I'm with you.
Listen, the Braves are contending now, right?
Yes.
You know, they're contending, and the bullpen is their issue. And he's a former Atlanta Brave. Like, can we get this to happen? Like, can Kimbrel, can you, like, look yourself in the mirror and understand that this is, like, a good opportunity with a contender that you are familiar with and just take the haircut required so you can get back on the damn mound?
Yep.
Like, whatever you make this year, it'd be better than zero if you don't sign.
Take a look at the over in the Colorado-Pittsburgh game, too. 12:35, that's coming up. Guys, it is 16 miles an hour dead to left field. Going straight out, dead to left field, Colorado-Pittsburgh here today. I think that number opened up at what, eight and a half, somewhere along.
8.5,
yeah. That could very well continue to creep up here as the wind doesn't look like it's going anywhere. 15, 16-mile-an-hour winds dead out to left field going up against that lineup of Colorado. Runs should not be a problem there to score. But what do you do with your boy, Matty Boyd? I know he's on your fantasy team. What do we do with
him? I'm not touching it.
You're not going near it?
Stay away from me. No, my major league play today will be I'm going to be over on Houston, like I mentioned, and I'm going to read this wind at Wrigley, to be quite honest. I think those will be my main baseball plays for the day today. I may go back to the Twins well with that Perez-Harvey matchup. But
Give me Miami.
Matty Boyd is a stay away.
Give me Miami, man. More plus money. Team has won 5 straight here, guys. Going up against the sweep, Richards. It's funny momentum in baseball, isn't it? They start to roll a little bit.
On the road, huh? Yeah. A road sweep.
And,
the lowly
and it's
Marlin.
Funny, the first four games that they have on this winning streak when they swept the Mets and then took the first game from Detroit, Miami was scoring all their runs early. They were 4-0 in the first five. They were dominating in the first five. And then, you know, the pitching actually showed up, believe it or not. And that's how they were able to win. Last night, they were losing. And then from the seventh inning on, they end up coming up getting hits and scoring. Like, what in that? Who is this team? And by the way, that's 5 games in a row, all at plus money, guys. All at big plus money, too. Even against Detroit on the road. Yum, guys. That's how you end up going from the doghouse to, hey, man, I got to run to the bank quick. I got to make a deposit. Hell yeah. That's exactly how you move it up there, man. Love that. And then Boston, I don't know. They're throwing some guy named Weber, so I'm assuming it's going to be those days. They almost lost again last night.
It's a B-squad day. Day game after the night game. Getaway day. Yeah. That sort of stuff.
It serves them right, by the way, because, again, you had a monster lead yesterday against Toronto, and you let Toronto score a run in the 7th, 8th, and 9th, tie the damn game up. Like, no, you don't need any relief pitching. You guys keep going ahead. Craig Kimbrel, nah, we don't need him at all. Let me know how it works out for you. Meanwhile, Yankees shut the door. Chapman again. Dave last night. Ridiculous. All right, we'll bust down the Milwaukee game tonight. Will they or won't they against Toronto next?
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive.
You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now let's listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
So guys, how about a how about two risk-free wagers of up to $1,000 for tonight's game? How is that? Simply go to pointsbet.com/grid. You can open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Then enter the promo code GRID and get yourself two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. And in addition to traditional betting, PointsBet offers its own betting concept where customers are rewarded by how much they win their bet by. So, for example, if let's say you take the Patriots laying three, but they end up covering the spread by seven, you'll end up getting seven times your stake. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today. And want to welcome you in here as we get ready. Game five tonight, NBA. It's all about Toronto, about Drake just getting under the skin of the Milwaukee Bucks. However, Milwaukee at home, big favorite tonight. 7 points, laying it. The over-under has creeped down, too, as well it should. Opened up 219, I believe. Dan, you said you've seen it down to about 216 now?
Yeah, that's where I see it, at 216.
Yeah, and it makes sense. Let's face it here, guys. We're watching two teams that haven't played each other just once or twice a year. This is now going to be game number five straight here over the last 10 days. And familiarity starts to creep in here, tendencies, everything else. And we talked about it earlier on in the show, how when you have a veteran-laden team like the Toronto Raptors, giving them the opportunity, these guys, who all, I think Kawhi's what, 28, Lowry's in his 30s, Ibaka's in his 30s, Gasol's in his 30s. You got all of these veterans here on Toronto who the best thing that could happen to them is the familiarity aspect, is having the, giving them an opportunity to see you guys on a consistent basis and take all of that experience over the years and go, okay, we know what we're doing. and you flip it over to Milwaukee, who's got a bunch of guys. You know, you got a star there in Giannis, kind of never been here, done this. You got a bunch of other guys on this team who haven't really had an awful lot of playoff success, also haven't been in this situation, who are all of a sudden starting to get a little slower. They're really big. I think we can all admit the length and the size of these guys is ridiculous. But also in an NBA where everyone is getting smaller and faster, Milwaukee's kind of a bit of a throwback there, and it's starting to show now over four games. Legs are getting a little tired. Maybe those threes are starting to come up a little bit shorter. And, oh, yeah, couple that with a whole bunch of veterans on this team who know how to cover you. They know your tendencies. Yeah, all of a sudden, this has become a much harder situation for the Bucks, who I happen to think have more talent. I think they're deeper. Right. I think they're a bit more talented. But we're seeing what happens in the playoffs in the NBA when you've got a bunch of veterans who may not be as talented but know exactly how to push your buttons. I mean, hell, even Drake has figured it out, how to get under the skin of these Milwaukee Bucks, who I can promise you next year, the year after with this team, there won't be any comments about Drake or anybody else. It is a learning process for these guys. Mm-hmm. You know, Mike Budenholzer, who's a disciple of Coach of Pop there, should probably know better than to do what he has done here. But the one thing about Budenholzer over the years, Dane, the critique on him has been, it's not a guy that necessarily adjusts and adapts very well in the playoffs. You know, it's my way or this. We don't have to adjust to anything. We just got to play our game. He's been that kind of guy. Why Nick Nurse has utilized the veteran leadership, has seen, made adjustments, made the rotation changes. We haven't seen a whole lot from Budenholzer. But the question is, will he adjust tonight to this? Or will he just think because we're home and we're better on paper, we're going to win this game? That's been his MO over the last, throughout his entire career. I wonder if we're going to see anything different from Milwaukee tonight.
It's a good question, Joe. I really don't know. I keep on going back to the idea that the change of venue back to Milwaukee will be the biggest factor here in this game. But really, when you talk about, you know, adjustments, what adjustments do the Bucks have? You know, like, they are Giannis and then shooters around him. Like, that's what they are. So what exactly, like, what kind of game plan are you going to change up, really? You're going to run through Brook Lopez in the post now? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what exactly are you going to do? I think you are built to be Giannis and shooting. You're built to be in transition like that, and that's what they're going to have to do. I think what they are going to have to do is, to be quite honest, what I saw out of Draymond Green, okay? Draymond Green refused to have anything but like a completely breakneck pace, right? Even after made baskets, he's taking it and pushing it up the court. I think that, if anything, is what we're going to need to see out of Milwaukee. You've said it also, Joe, the idea that Milwaukee, deadly in transition, but if you give a chance of the Toronto Raptors and their good half-court defense to get set up, Gasol, Ibaka, and others, that makes it a little bit more challenging. I think if anything, today, Milwaukee will need to push the pace the entire time, and they have the depth to do so. Remember, Malcolm Brogdon back as another point guard. I think they are going to have to push the pace a lot today, force the action, and that'll get the game flow in their direction.
Well, the kind of adjustments you got to make if you're Budenholzer is, you already know Marotic, Lopez, Ilyasova are looking slower and slower by the game. So how many minutes are you going to give guys that continue to allow more three-pointers to be made because they're a half a step slower than what Toronto is bringing to the table with Van Fleet? How many times are you going to let Gasol burn you from 3 points outside on a thing before you got to start? You just can't, obviously, the last couple of games, give Gasol free reign like you've doing. He's been killing you. So do you send somebody up there to go get Gasol at the top of the key? Do you go a little faster? Do you bring DJ Wilson off the bench
small,
and
right.
go a little bit smaller? He's got now
Hill,
in
more
the
Mac
past.
Brogdon,
yeah, Budenholzer hasn't done this in the past. Like, so he's been a guy like, what got us here is this. This is our approach. Well, you know, obviously they adjusted. Like Nick Nurse in Toronto, they made the adjustments. They've gotten a little faster. Their rotations are a little tighter. They've been hitting more threes. So what are you going to do now? Here you are at home. Are you just going to throw the ball up and be like, guys, we're home, everything will be fine? Toronto has done a great job They want Marotic to hold the ball and bring the ball up and kind of start at the top of the key. That hasn't worked well. So what are you going to do, Budenholzer? I can't wait to see it tonight because I know in the past that's been the biggest criticism. What are you going to do? Are you going to worry about Pau Gasol? Are you going to keep letting him burn you like he has done? And by the way, they got to get back to getting the glass. Serge Ibaka, kudos. Him and Gasol have done an amazing job on the glass over the last couple of games, giving themselves some second chance point opportunities. But I also think what you've seen, too, where Milwaukee is, when Brogdon and some of these other guys, when they're not shooting well early, guess what? It starts to affect their defense. It also starts to carry over from period to period to period. So
I just don't think it happens at home, Joe. Miritich was 2 of 8 3-point land. I don't think Miritich goes 2 of 8 from 3-point land, right? I don't think Brogdon goes 0 for 3. I don't think Bledsoe goes 0 for 2. You know, that sort of thing. I think the role players, they shoot better at home. I think Miritich is a great example, okay? They brought him in to be a stretch kind of forward that can shoot from outside. He can't go 2 of 8. You know, Malcolm Brogdon can't go 0 of 3. These are the kinds of role players who, when they're on the road, they struggle. I think they're going to start, eating that home cooking, loving the towels waving, not having Drake worry about being in their ear rubbing their backs. I think that is a big switch. And if they push the action, I think that's the recipe for the zigzag.
Yep. No guarantee the Raptors are going to be able to repeat the performance on the road that you watched them have last game. The spacing, the ball movement. I mean, everything was... That was the Toronto team. Many people had said, now that was the team we thought that would take us to the championship. Can they do that on the road? Because the first team to do that on the road obviously is going to win. But I'm with you. I think that tonight's winner is your eventual series winner here. And if you look at the series prices, what is Milwaukee tonight and then in the series?
So there's value each way you do it. If you agree that the winner tonight wins the series, then that's the way to do it, Joe. Milwaukee on the money line tonight, -3 Bills. Okay. But for you to bet Bucks game 5 and Bucks series is -240. So there's value there.
There's
but
value.
It's even more if you like Toronto. Okay, Toronto tonight, if you think they get it done, win one on the road, and that's when the series starts, right? And then they're primed potentially to close it out in Jurassic Park in game 6. Toronto money line tonight, Joe, is +240.
Okay.
If you think they're going to get the win. But if you like to extrapolate it out and you go Raptors win game 5 and Raptors series, Joe, +350.
Wow. How do you like that?
So that's a way to go. If you like Toronto tonight and you think momentum's on their side and all that good stuff, right? Then bet them to win that game 5 and the series, because if they go up 3-2 and game 6 is back up north, you know, I think that looks good for a +350. Same thing. If you like the Bucks tonight, it's -300 tonight. But Bucks win game 5 and Bucks win the series is -240. So if you believe, like Joe and I do, that the winner of tonight advances to the NBA Finals, that's a way to skin the cat, Joe.
Yep. I think that's that is the way to go here, people. I think there's definitely... Pick the side, whichever side you like, that in all likelihood is going to be the winner here, because even if it goes 7, I do think that pivotal game 5 is going to be the difference maker here. They got to come back for game 7. Milwaukee is going to be the winner. But if Toronto goes back home, guys, games to 2, I think it's going to be very hard for a inexperienced Milwaukee team to hit back. Either way, I think we can all agree that Golden State is sitting at home right now we're going to beat both of these teams either way. Why they go ahead and beat each other up. Golden State's like, we're stretching out here, seeing if we can't go ahead and maybe get Boogie back and get Durant back. And, do you think Durant comes back? Do you think we're going to see him here in these playoffs?
I think that we will not see him in game 1 of the NBA Finals, and then we will see his magical return whenever and if Golden State loses a game. If they're ever behind the 8-ball, that's when he comes back. If they split games 1 and 2 at the Eastern Conference City, I think we're fine. You know, that kind of thing. If they're I think Golden State will think they're fine. You know, and so I think it's when their back is up against the wall, we'll see it Willis Reed status. Joe. That's what I think.
I'm going contrarian tonight. Give me the damn points. I'm going Toronto. Give me the 7 points, and we'll see. We'll see what happens live betting with that. But yeah, everyone's going left. I'm going right tonight with that game.
Under tonight too.
Loves the under. There you go. And don't forget, take the over in Houston. The Astros this afternoon. Give me the Mets as a big underdog too, taking down Stroud.
Blowing out at Wrigley, baby. Tomorrow.
Good luck tonight, guys. Good luck.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build and optimize lineups for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
I taught you all how to make it rain.
You're listening to the best of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Network.
I'm gonna make it rain.
The size of the city is not the only thing that the television network is interested in, right? I think I think the important part also is we talk about a guy like Kawhi Leonard and how he's an introverted superstar, right?
Right.
You put that up against kind of like the buzz and the media the quote machine that like a Joel Embiid is, for example, right?
Right.
Or the mercurial kind of persona and PR buzz of a guy like Kyrie Irving and the Celtics would bring. Don't get me wrong, I think it's actually a good thing for Kawhi. I actually think he's a better kind of player because he doesn't ruffle the feathers. You know, he's not going to be a quote unquote distraction, stuff like that. So I actually think it's good. But what television networks want, you know, is that kind of buzz that'll rope in the casual fan, and Kawhi doesn't necessarily help with that. But, you know, Gabe had some pride for Toronto, and, you know, I ain't mad at him for it. You know, I ain't mad at him for it at all. It did, and, you know, he's going to nail me on this, but it did feel like he almost had something of a, like, you have to say something about it. It was kind of like a little brother inferiority complex representing the city of Toronto. Like, he needed to say something, you know. But, of course, we love sports rage.
Yeah, no, we do. We absolutely love rage, man. There's nothing like it. And Toronto tonight, he's going to be excited along with a lot of other Raptor fans. as they get to, they get to take advantage here of the opportunity. Down 2-0, tied a series up 2-2. They're going to have to win a game here on the road at some particular point. Kind of got Milwaukee for the first time all year on the ropes. Milwaukee is seems to be
what they got.
Doing a lot of finger pointing, including the coach going after Drake, apparently, right, on the call yesterday. They are looking for anybody and everybody to go ahead and somehow just blame and go, oh my goodness, it's somebody else's fault. It can't actually be our fault. But this is the problem when you get to this point in the playoffs, and much was made about the experience factor. Well, listen, you've got a bunch of veterans on Toronto who, when they see an opening, when they see a team that maybe not as experienced, all of a sudden they see, doesn't look like they're able to react to this, or they're not playing this well, or not do it. They take advantage of it. I think there's no doubt Milwaukee is the, what should we say? The Milwaukee is definitely the more talented team on paper, deeper team, right? They both have a superstar, right? And you got a bunch of other guys in there surrounded around him. They're kind of built the same, but they are a little deeper over there as far as Milwaukee goes. What they don't have is the kind of experience that Toronto is bringing to the table. So Toronto's made the adjustments after the first two games. They've kind of now certainly gotten ahead of Giannis. Can we be realistic here? They understand now by fouling him, hacking him, putting him on the line, it does him more harm than it does that team good, because he's obviously, they're in his head right now. The whole free throw thing is in Giannis's head. And you saw them take advantage again of that in the last game, in game four. Will they continue that tonight? I'm fairly certain they're going to. He seems to be, and as great as he is, again, lack of, you start putting doubt in some of these players' heads, you get what we are seeing here over the last couple of games from Milwaukee. So that's what a veteran team does, is they see an opening, they run through it, and they try to exploit it.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.